Although we've highlighted the importance of understanding the local context, establishing collaborative relationships in a broad sense, and incorporating informal and natural supports when possible and feasible, it is important to remember that providing family-driven care means that we listen to the preferences and beliefs of the families that we serve. As we strive to understand community context and cultural factors that can influence child, youth, and family engagement, retention, and recovery in services, we should not fall back on stereotypes or generalizations. For instance, while the literature tells us that the church plays an important role in African American communities, the particular families that we work with may not feel comfortable attending church services and/or incorporating their spiritual practice in behavioral health services. This may be for a variety of reasons, including differences in denomination and beliefs, as well as that for some service users, inviting church leaders, members, or even other forms of informal support raises issues related to confidentiality. A family member might not feel comfortable having a pastor serve as an informal support in behavioral health service delivery. As we consider the importance of working toward compatibility between our organizations and community context and population characteristics, we must also remain mindful of a family's beliefs and preferences, and we should discuss these whenever we have the opportunity with the family so that we can ensure that we are providing responsive services.